notorious MMA podcast and the new special edition from the Scousers. The British fighters are here to take over. We're going to stick right up these fucking Yanks' asses.
Ladies and gentlemen, the end comes at the official time. 4 minutes, 20 seconds, round number one. Referee Mark Goddard steps in, puts a halt to the bout. Your winner by TKO victory and still unbeaten, the pride of Liverpool, England, Darren Till!
I'm a f***ing light heavyweight fighting in the welterweight division. Look how powerful I am. Look at them shots. I was just relaxed. I wasn't trying. First rounds are feeling out, processing. You know, I caught him and f***ing knew I caught him. I know I'll catch him.
I hate these fucking southern fairies.
Welcome back to the Notorious MMA podcast, recording live from London, England. UFC 217, Bisping versus George St. Pierre, back at Madison Square Garden, New York City. Three title fights on the line. That's in the middleweight division. In the bantamweight division, we've got Cody Garbrandt versus TJ Dillashaw. We've been waiting for this one a while. And we've also got a strawweight championship fight between who else but Joanna Jędrzejczyk versus Rose Namajunas. Also on the card, Stephen Wonderboy Thompson versus Jorge Masvidal. And Johnny Hendricks is back against Bohachina. So guys, what do you think about New York?
I can't wait, guys. This fight has just got me so excited. The whole card has got me excited. It's just stacked top to bottom.
You always know it's something extra special in New York.
Yeah.
And they make the best cards.
And we've got our boy, Bisping, against fucking GSP, making his return after four fucking years. And it's at middleweight. You know, it's like, again, he's been ducking people, but he's found like a super fight. He's going to get paid. I can't wait. And what do you think, Eric? It's mad.
Ridiculous card again for NYC MSG, man. It's just absolutely stacked, the card. Three legitimate title fights. Wonderboy Thompson and Masvidal going for the number one contender spot. There's absolute killers on this card, even in the prelims. So it's going to be a sick card, no doubt.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. I just remember 4 years ago today when we were all shocked that GSP didn't want to fight anymore. And now it's finally come back. Everyone's been asking, oh, when are you going to come back? When are you going to come back? And it's finally happened now. And it's against our boy from Britain, Michael Bisping. Like, who would have thought he'd be the champ that GSP comes back to fight? So it's great to see the Brits in the headline on this huge card, like, for me. And I think we're all just going to be backing Bisping like never before.
That's it. Sometimes you still have to pinch yourself and say Michael Bisping is the champ. You know, it's something we can't forget. And this is what George St. Pierre's just been tempted to come back, and it's could be an easy option looking at some other champs there. He's ducked McGregor, he's ducked Woodley. This is what we're thinking about, yeah.
And it's crazy how far times have changed in the 4 years. How Hendricks, some people say he beat GSP.
Yeah.
Now he's like opening up the main card.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
He's on a slide recently, and it's just GSP just gets out of bed and comes back straight in the main event. Like,
yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
And even saying that it's possible that like he might have thought this was an easy fight, the more I think about it, I'm like, well, Woodley might have been easier because I think Woodley is reluctant to throw a lot of punches, whereas Bisping is... loves to stand up and he's looking to knock you out. He doesn't want to wrestle for five rounds.
It's no easy fight. I think he's bitten off more than he can chew, and I think already in the press conferences he's been a bit like taken back by Bisping just constantly at him, nudging him, like, trying to get a rise out.
Bisping's one of the best, you know, shit talkers in the game.
Vegas got the best out of you, unfortunately.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because I'm going to get the fucking best out of you, so shut the fuck up.
Now you are. Now you are.
You're talking about being a fucking... You are a welterweight, okay? I'm a middleweight. I can't wait to fucking square up against you. Stand up.
And George St. Pierre will face flat, fall down face flat first into the octagon. He will be asleep. I will be the winner. November 5th, I will party like it's 1999.
Stand up and look at the size of me and look at the size of you. Go back to fucking Canada.
Like, yeah. He's so good at it. He loves it. Like, you know, anything that comes out of his English accent, the American so cocked, yeah. I think. And then GSP's just there like a robot. He doesn't know how to respond.
Struggling to understand him at times.
Yeah. But it's been good banter, like, watching the press conferences of those two.
So, yeah, but first we're going to get into some news. Big news from last night. Darren Till, our boy again. Might not be from London, but he's ours now.
Yeah, the Brits again, man. We got the next Bisping lined up now, you know. But what better, hopefully. Yeah.
Darren Till, remember the name.
Eric, what
we
do you think?
Here to fuck about, yeah? To fucking take over.
I mean, what a performance, Eric. I mean, Cerrone just weren't ready for that.
Yeah, I mean, there's two things I take from it. Darren Till is huge for welterweight. He's a massive lad, really powerful, very good striking. I mean, he's got an incredibly sharp 1-2. That left hand kept piercing through Cowboy's guard and smacking him straight in the kisser. And the second thing is that Cowboy looks beat up, man. Taking a lot of punishment in his career. I'm not saying he's done. He could probably still fight some top 10 fighters and win, but he's beat up, man. He's wearing it, do you know what I mean?
Definitely, he's slowing down, and we always see that in Cowboy. He's quite hit and miss sometimes. Maybe he didn't have a great flight to Poland, who knows?
Maybe Poland didn't agree with him, yeah. But hell, he's like an elite level compared to Till. It was huge step up for him, and he really took it well at such a young age, 24.
So composed, like they said.
So composed, so calm. He did exactly what he needed to do. Just go in there, crack him on the nose, and stop him.
Fucked up his nose. And only big fights ahead of him now at welterweight, you know.
Yeah, he's got so many fights ahead of him now. Like, he's got the whole division to fight.
And already challenging Mike Perry.
Mike Perry challenge at the end, that could be fun.
That was exciting. That was really exciting.
Yeah. He was like, "You're docking me, are you? You're docking me."
I asked for the fight. I asked for the fight. You're booked in to fight El Chirino.
I had my eye on Mike Perry. Me and you were meant to fight.
That would be a fight of two absolute monsters, man. Yeah, Darren Till and Mike Perry, that would be fireworks.
Yeah, Mike Perry doesn't go 3 days without a line of cocaine, man. That's gonna be fucking fireworks.
Yeah, it should be nuts.
And obviously, our last podcast, Tony Ferguson became the official interim lightweight champion. Big win over Kevin Lee, who brought the fight to him in that first round. That was an epic attempt.
A Kevin Lee on antibiotics, not at 100%, and performed at 100% in my eyes.
Killed himself to make the weight, but Tony proved to him, he did what he said, you know, I'm going to take you in the deep water, and he gets that triangle. It was so nice. What do you think, Eric?
Oh, man, so impressed with Tony Ferguson, and I think in UFC you don't get too many like fairy tale stories.
Yeah.
Bisping is obviously one of the biggest fairy tale stories.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, no doubt. But Tony Ferguson, this is a guy who's done it the long, hard way, man. He really hasn't self-promoted himself too much. He hasn't got push. He hasn't been talking about fights. He's just been fighting every guy on the ladder and beating them and looking seriously good. And I was just really pleased for him. I was really happy that he's finally got the strap around his belt and he's finally getting some recognition. Hopefully he gets the big fight against Conor that he wants. But skills-wise, he's just so impressive, man. He can take the fight anywhere, be really unorthodox and cause people a lot of problems. So I think he did really well. I'm really happy for him.
Yeah, he's improving all the time. And now, like he did show where he called out Conor, put his name in the hat. And we'll see what happens with Khabib. Khabib just announced he's coming back, hopefully this year. But of course, at the moment, they've offered him Barboza. Khabib's holding out for Tony. He thinks that fight should happen. Tony probably doesn't even want to give him another chance after last time. And we're all waiting on the king to make his decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you guys think? What's going to happen next? What should happen next?
I don't know, because there's so many good fights that, you know, I don't really mind what a lot of these fights happen are, to be honest.
You've got Diaz there as well.
Yeah, Diaz thrown in there against, you know, McGregor, that wouldn't be a bad thing. That would probably be the most exciting fight out of all of them, to be honest.
That trilogy.
Yeah, we may as well end that now, or we can let Tony Ferguson come in. For me, like, to just to keep things in stacked order, more like set up and worthy, I would put Ferguson against McGregor.
Alright.
I would do that first.
Khabib Nate Diaz.
Yeah, that could be pretty
in smart. Russia.
Yeah, that's a big fight. I don't know, what about you, Eric? Who would you put?
Well, I'm siding with you, Leo, just so we can like get things a little bit more in order again.
Yeah,
I think Tony Ferguson should get the con fight. He deserves it.
Yeah.
He's got 11 wins on the road, on the bounce. I mean, he's been on an incredible fight winning streak. And he is the interim title. I mean, are we going to make a mockery out of the interim belt?
Yeah. Like, that's what I hate as well.
The interim title champion should fight the real champ. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hate seeing so many belts flowing about. It's just like, unify. Let's just make one proper belt for the division, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, Tony's career is kind of like mirrored Max Holloway in a way, because Max Holloway again lost to McGregor early on, but then improved and became unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
Gets to the title, and of course Conor has it and has vacated it. He has to wait, you know, he had an interim fight in between. Now he's finally fighting, I think, Frankie Edgar.
Yeah.
And it's just it leaves divisions in a mess. Yeah, when people jump up in weight and go and box, this thing happens, like, do you know what I mean? But
yeah,
I think, like you said, that's the fight to happen. Let's get back to one belt.
Yeah,
I think I'll let Khabib maybe fight Nate. Do you know what I mean? Because yeah, Nate beat Conor, but it was at 170. It wasn't a lightweight fight.
Yeah,
so I think Nate Diaz would never take that fight, man. He don't want to be taken down by Khabib.
Yeah, I don't think he will.
Dangerous fight.
So potentially, yeah, we could get Conor, Tony, and Barboza, Khabib.
Yeah.
Barboza Khabib would be a sick fight, man. Apparently Barboza's already signed the contract. He's waiting for Khabib to confirm. That would be a sick fight.
Yeah, he said everyone's waiting on Conor, so Khabib ain't gonna sign that if he could even get the Conor fight. But I know Conor ain't gonna fight Khabib after last time, not make him wait. So yeah, there's a lot of things to work out. But another fight on that card, Mighty Mouse strikes again.
Set
the new record, and set a new record for how you can submit someone. Like, fucking hell. Like,
yeah, that man, that's one of the best moves in MMA I've ever seen.
Crazy.
He's really taken it to the next level again. Like, so that fucking armbar, probably the best armbar I've ever seen, you know. Before that, it was like Ronda Rousey putting off the best ones I'd ever seen, I think. But that took it to the next level. Like,
to literally doing throw a someone move in
into
the air.
It in midair. It was crazy. It was crazy.
No, it was crazy with a K for me. I mean, yeah, I loved it. Seeing that, seeing such a big pressure fight, and then him obviously planning that at some point in the fight.
Yeah.
And to just not even, you know, have any real struggle with it. It just works perfectly. It's amazing.
The audacity. Shout out audacity of it.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah. I mean, we used to say Anderson Silva was the greatest ever because he fought like a computer game, innit?
Mm.
But you can't even do that move on a computer game. That's how sick Mighty Johnson is.
I know. And to make it even more sick is, like, he didn't even need to do that move. He clearly won the fight. Yeah. It was in the last round, and then he just pulls that off at the end. And he had just to fight, like, that's how good he is.
Fair play to Borg. He hung in there, man. He was like, I ain't gonna, and he had to fucking sink it in.
He caught him off by surprise.
He did not see that coming.
Even he was impressed. He had to shake his hand after that.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, man. He's gonna rip his arm off.
Mm. Yeah. If there was a way to lose in style, that was it.
Yeah.
And like we said before, what's next for Mighty Mouse? You know, is he gonna take the risk and come up in weight, or like he said on Monday on the MMA hour, he wants to just keep defending and set a record of about 20 and just stay there forever. So
yeah
he
is now the GOAT, you know. In my opinion, he is the greatest of all time at this moment in time, Mighty Mouse. I don't care the competition. I know that's an argument against him, but what can he do? He can only perform to the best ability, and his ability is the best we've ever seen, I think.
Exactly, yeah. He can only fight in the division that he wants to fight. It's not his fault that everyone else weren't that great. Yeah, it's It's brilliant. He hasn't ducked anyone. He hasn't been treated nicely. He's just done and beaten everyone in front of
him.
Well,
who was slagging him off last week saying he fucking didn't want to fight TJ and he wanted to wait for Ray Ball?
No, but now, this is what I was just going to say, now his option is that he's absolutely demolished that division. That was his... Ray Borg was also the next guy that was there.
So now he can fight
probably the winner of Cody TJ in a super fight.
That's what I'd like to see. Yeah.
He's at that level, man. He's at that level.
Because Cody came out and said that when he beats TJ, he will go down to 125 to try and become a two-weight champion.
Yeah.
So if I was Mighty Mouse, I'm the greatest fighter of all time, why would I go up? If these motherfuckers want to fight me and take my belt, they better come down and fight me.
Yeah, he can do that, but he can even show even more flexibility to his game and say, yeah, I'm also a fighter who doesn't mind. Maybe we can fight at catchweight or I'll come up as well. What we'll see. Yeah, it's fine. It's good to hear that Cody's willing to do whatever as well. I think it would happen then, as long as Cody's willing to go down, yeah.
I think it's risky. I think, you know, I'm all for going up in weight, but I've always said you never go down on someone in the octagon.
I sure hope you haven't said that to anyone now.
That's my advice.
Which brings us nicely to Rose Namajunas.
Well, we'll save that for a little bit later. But, yeah, one of the big fights that was made, we're all excited about, Cyborg potentially fighting Holly Holm at featherweight.
Yeah, I mean, we all want to see Cyborg back.
That's
again.
December. Yeah.
And Holly Holm's, Paul, your favourite women's fighter ever.
2016 Woman of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Holly Holm. That should be a sick fight.
That'd be a hell of a fight,
heavy,
yeah, man.
Heavy-hitting woman.
Mm. So, I mean, Holly Holm is that chick who causes upsets, like beating Ronda Rousey. She'll adjust her game plan and do something amazing, so I think if there's anyone to give Cyborg a good fight, it's her.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully she can use that kickboxing and do something good to her. But
if Holly loses that one, I mean, it's curtains for her, I think.
Yeah. It is a little bit up in the air still, though. There is still things to sort out on her contract. That's why Dana White said it isn't official yet. They're still working on it. It's likely, well, he says he wants it to happen, basically.
Yeah.
And I think everyone wants it to happen, but they got to sort out things with her contract still. I think still under review after all the drugs and all the other stuff.
Yeah, she's been complaining.
Does Cyborg want more money?
No, Cyborg's been moaning about how much she's been tested and saying that I hope Holly's been tested, you know, four times like me in like the same week, so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the problem is, but
yeah, it's related to doping. That's all we know, really.
As long as maybe Cyborg has to prove herself again or something. Like that.
Yeah,
there's always something with that. Bitch. Smack my bitch up.
Okay, getting into the main card, November 4th, we got Bisping, GSP. This is the big fight for us, of course.
Yeah, couldn't get any bigger. GSP making his comeback, like 4 years off.
Mm.
Retired at the top, comes back, moves up in weight, and he was waiting for him, but Michael Bisping, the guy he thought would be fucking retired by now, like, you know, he's still got one good eye and he's still here.
And he's got the belt.
Yeah, and it's just, this is everything. I mean, GSP says if he does not win this fight, he will retire. And let's be honest, if Bisping lost to GSP in big, like, dramatic fashion.
Well, yeah.
This could be his last one. Like,
Bisping, you know, saying that he might retire if he wins.
Oh, yeah, he said that as well.
He's been saying that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He's been saying that. I don't know if it's just Bano and him throwing it out there, but it has been said.
I mean, and at the end of the day, you wouldn't be able to deny, like, well, he fucking, that's his choice,
it's
man. Like, he beat GSP.
Eye.
Yeah,
yeah, well, I mean, it's cemented, you know.
He's got one eye.
He's the best and he beat GSP. Why not?
He's got one eye, man. One bloody eye.
I think he should always fight with a patch on his eye, like
Sagat style.
At least for the entrance.
Looks like you have enough pride to not run away from a fight, Sagat.
The power you're after is twisted.
The battle has begun. Fight!
Tiger Shark!
need to do a Halloween UFC, you know.
But yeah, what a big fight. I mean, GSP is going to be interesting. Is he going to have the same sharpness he had before? Will he be able to take down the bigger man, Bisping, who already, by the looks of it, looks a lot bigger than him in the press conferences?
Definitely.
GSP, though, like, he has elite takedowns, you know, and he can take down anyone. And now he is bigger, I'm sure he's been working at that. But what do you think? That's the fight for me. Can he take Bisping down?
It's tough, man. I mean, Bisping's a guy who's got more wins than anyone in the UFC, and he knows how to beat people. And he has got the cardio, the heart, he's more fresher, he's been fighting recently. Normally, he used to fight at light heavyweight, so he does have the size advantage in a big way.
Yeah, I mean, overnight.
We're looking at one guy coming up from welterweight to middleweight for the first time against someone who's fought at light heavyweight and been the champion at middleweight. So yeah. I think it's a big thing, man, and I think Bisping can do this. He can pull off the upset. He's beaten Anderson Silva, he's beaten Luke Rockhold.
He could beat Anderson and GSP.
Yeah, that could be one of the best records ever in UFC.
He's saying he's beaten two of the greatest of all time. He's beaten if he beats him.
Yeah, but I don't think he should be retiring, win or lose. Yeah,
see how it goes out. I think he probably would have one more. I think it always depends on who you're going to fight.
He's got to fight Whitaker, the interim champ. Like, you know, he would have been fighting him, but Whitaker had to have like surgery or something. So he's got to give Whitaker that fight and then maybe pass the torch on to him.
Yeah.
But it just depends. This fight could be really close and we could want a rematch. Like, you know, this division is just so up in the air with Romero losing. Jacare still there, then losing to Whitaker. It just spins around.
There's
so
many contenders in there. Right
every now. Few months, we have a new middleweight contender. We've got Gastelum coming up. Like, it's just awesome.
Yeah.
So, Eric, what do you think of this fucking fight, man?
I think there's, I mean, you've mentioned most of it. There's so many different angles, like factors in this fight. So much to analyze. You can talk about forever. I mean, the first thing I wanted to hear what you guys think is like, GSP obviously left pretty much at the top. Controversial victory over Hendricks, but that was 4 years ago, and that was 10 title defenses he went through.
Yeah.
He was absolutely at the top, but 4 years he's been out, and he did get battered in that last fight.
Yeah.
Like, do you think he's gonna be fresher, or do you think he's gonna like miss a lot of the octagon sharpness?
I think he'll be fresh till he starts getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
You know, if it's going well for him and he takes down Bisping early and gets a good bit of confidence and a good lead on him, he could be like, yeah, this is great. But if Bisping's moving away and hitting him and making it a hard fight, which we know he will, like, Bisping ain't going to fly across the cage. You know, he's going to take his time and want to...
So is he going to be really rusty then, GSP, for a few rounds?
Definitely. He could be, especially in that first round, and especially taking a hard shot.
They fucking shot me! I'll shoot him back!
You know, Bisping hits hard, man. But yeah, like, I agree. Like, the big thing for me is if GSP struggles to take him down, then this fight gets a lot tougher for him, because Bisping, I don't think, is too worried about GSP striking with his hands. I think he's more, you know, in awe or appreciates how good he can be with his kicks and kicks to the body as well, so...
And then that's another element, the size difference. I mean, how much do you think that's going to play on that? Do you think, as suddenly GSP does manage to take him down, or is Bisping going to be too big for him?
I think so, yeah. I think he could have bitten off more than he can chew with this one. Like, I think GSP has great ground defence. He stood up against Chael Sonnen and took him
away. He's got good takedown defence, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it all depends what happens on the feet. The big factor, though, is we know Bisping can get hit on the chin sometimes and look a bit rocky. So GSP could definitely land, and if GSP's got that stiff jab he used to have, that like really improved over time, I feel he will be a problem for Bisping on the feet. But
that's that's what you get with GSP, is that stiff jab.
You usually
get the odd hook, but you don't get much, let's be honest.
You get the kicks,
the Superman punch every now and again.
Yeah
he's got the kicks,
and maybe
as well.
He's been learning something we don't even know about.
He's an athlete, he's a world class athlete. I mean, Leo, what do you reckon where his stand up's at, man? I think he
can, man. He's done a lot of kickboxing and karate background. He's got the kicks, and that's what started him off in the first place. But then he became a great wrestler after that. And he's probably got the speed on Bisping. He's very athletic. He's into his gymnastics. He's fast. But I think Bisping's got the range, and he needs to use that to his advantage and use those front kicks and high kicks.
Stick and move.
I think it comes more down to the wrestling defense on this one. And I think Bisping has got great defense. And I don't know, GSP, though, he's probably got one of the best takedowns we've ever seen in
double leg takedown, the best.
He might look for a submission then.
Yeah.
He might look for a submission.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I think
he's all rounded. GSP can do it all, man. Let's not forget.
Of course. But I think he can do it all, but on the feet with the punches, striking, I don't think that's his A game at all. I think it's either kicks, wrestling, ground and pound, and possibly a submission.
Yeah.
I don't see him wanting to stand and trade with Bisping for too long at all.
No, I think it's definitely the smart thing to do is take it down to the ground. That's GSP, and he always plays it safe and fights safe.
I think it's pretty easy to see the way that this goes 8-9 times out of 10. You know?
Yeah. I think one thing that really stands out about this, though, is that in 4 years, the caliber of fighters has improved so much in UFC, you know? And Bisping's managed to keep up with that and win the belt. So I think he's more on form right now than GSP is. Even though GSP was ahead of everyone back in the day, his head was starting to fall down, and it's all about whether he's still got that head on him, really. You know?
Yeah, that's it. He was taking more shots every fight, you know, taking more damage. It was adding up. He needed that break. And, you know, obviously mentally he had issues, like where he needed to take time off.
Yeah.
But already in the press conference, he does seem a bit out of his depth, like, coming back to all this. But then Bisping is such a fucking awkward guy, like, with stupid comments.
Yeah.
He's hilarious, man.
He's like, it makes you cringe, but you got to fucking cheer him on.
Listen, here's the thing, and I don't doubt you've been working on other things, because that's what we do as martial artists. But at the end of the day, you can't reinvent the wheel. You know, there's still the fundamentals are still the same kicks, the same punches, the same submissions. What, have you invented a new submission I've never seen before? A kick I've never seen? What exactly are you going to do? You're going to jab, jab, double leg, bore everybody to sleep. I, on the other side, is going to try and knock you out.
I'm going to do whatever I want to do, whenever I want it to do.
Okay. Water is wet, fire burn. What is it? How does it go, George? Water is wet, fire burn. Water is wet, fire burn, and finish it. This is your line, George. Fuck GSP.
Yeah, I think he's preparing him for them. I think he's preparing him for those moments up against the cage where Bisping possibly stuffs a takedown, and he'll be saying to him, "Come on, George, is that all you got, George? Is that all you got?"
It is a big factor, the mental game. You know, trying to win the mental battle going in.
Yeah.
There are all these questions about GSP, and Bisping is just amping that up and putting more pressure on.
Oh yeah, he's going for it big time. Like, he knows that's GSP's weak point is his head, really. Yeah. You know, that if he's in the game or not.
Fucking aliens.
Yeah.
That's it. That's another key aspect of the fight. The heart, the mental side. Bisping was saying that GSP is going to lose in that department. Bisping's got much better heart than him. So if it does go like deeper in the rounds, and there's a bit of frustration sitting in, like, who do you think's got the upper hand, Bisping or GSP?
I mean, GSP always, you know, fought with his heart, you know, all the way. You know, he had a few tough five rounders with people, but he made sure he got the decision. But like you said, the factor is, can he still do that? You know, that's the question. We know Bisping can do that, can come back when he's rocked.
Mm.
So, I mean, I think Bisping has got the upper hand in that department.
Yeah, I think so as well. We all know Bisping's got the cardio to go five rounds easy, but so does GSP. So I think they're both good to go five rounds, really. But if I was to put a question mark, it would be more on GSP, because we haven't seen him in so long.
At this weight.
Yeah.
And especially when Bisping is known for that extra stamina and puts it on him. Yeah, and puts it on people, and he makes them get tired.
Yeah.
You know, so... go on, Eric.
But you do have to think, like, in, like, 3 years of training MMA, an athlete like GSP, he was the best at his time. Like, how much could he have improved?
Yeah.
This guy hasn't been taking any hard knocks, he hasn't been getting rocked, he hasn't been putting all this fucked up, like, sparring or fighting on his body. He's just been, like, improved. improving technique, improving condition. Imagine what a monster he could be.
Yeah.
If his profile picture on the website is anything to go by, he looks like an action figure, like just ready
he's
to go.
He's shredded, isn't it? He's bigger. He definitely looks bigger than he was before.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, to add on to what Eric is asking us as well, is that basically he's also been training with Freddie Roach for the last 4 years.
On his stand-up.
George St. Pierre that we've ever seen, but he's still the smallest guy that I'm ever going to fight. I was 15-0 at light heavyweight. I'm the world champion at middleweight. He's a blown-up welterweight, you know? I mean, he's bringing in all these training. He's got Freddie Roach down here. Freddie Roach is a great boxing coach, but he don't know fuck all about MMA. He couldn't even spell UFC, let alone MMA.
So I was asking that question before, that we used to see not a lot of boxing fluidity coming from him, left and right, uppercuts coming. Yeah. But now more than ever, we actually could see that.
And he's going to need that in this fight. He's going to need to throw hands with Bisping at times.
Like Eric said, man, I think his boxing, it's impossible for it not to have improved.
Yeah.
I'd put my money on that. So I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, I just think... the time off for him, and to not, like, he had a lot of fights in a short period of time and stuff. I think for him to prepare so long for one fight, I think he's known about this fight for a long time now.
We've been talking about it for a year.
So he had a lot of time to build up and get used to being at middleweight. So it's not really like a shock of a McGregor doing something recently where he did just jump to welterweight within a month or whatever and just got on with it or whatever, you know.
But yeah, great fight, and can't wait for this one.
Can't wait, epic for sure. Fight.
I mean, I really hope his drinking is under control in this one.
Settle down, Mike. He talks about drinking beer all the time. Mike's always drunk. Like, he did this whole thing where he's talking about being in Vegas, and, you know, he was talking to GSP, and GSP is like, "You're drunk." He goes, "Of course I'm drunk. I'm in Vegas." He goes, I just got here. I was drinking last night. I love Michael. I think he's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
That guy's tough as shit, man. Can't even see out of one eye.
I know.
He's got one eye that's all fucked up.
I think he loves being the champ. I just think Bisping just dreamt of that day. It is like bedroom gym where it was like, I'm going to be the champ. My poster's going to be on the wall. And then now he's just training like Rocky with his poster on the wall. He's the champ.
He's enjoying the ride.
And I think, I think he's smart enough. He celebrates after the fights, and is true Englishman like we all are, and we'll get absolutely smashed. We'll get absolutely smashed. We'll have a great time. We'll be unhealthy for weeks at a time. But when the crunch comes down, we can all leave the double sausage and eggs to the side, and we can get into a training camp. We can get into a training camp.
Put our head down.
And if you know you're fighting GSP...
Pull our socks up.
This is it. This is no joke. He's representing England better than the England football national team has for any amount of years that you want to mention, you know. So.
England collectively, as a squad, were a disgrace. They have been, yet again, not only a side that has shortchanged the good fans... We were a shambles coming into this tournament. We were a shambles doing it. We hadn't got a clue who should be playing where. We hadn't a clue what formation. You hadn't a clue who you should be picking. You hadn't a clue who was to be left out. It was absolutely start to finish an absolute load of rubbish.
And you mentioned it before, by association, he would go down as one of the greatest of all time. He beat Anderson Silva, he beats GSP. He would have to be considered as well,
and not just in MMA. I want to let this be known. This is just in English sport as well.
Yeah,
he is. You know,
it's like winning the World Cup.
Yeah,
it's probably harder. Moving on to the co-main event, we've got a hot fight here. Two fucking hotheads going at it. One snake and one jabroni. Cody Garbrandt.
One jabroni.
TJ Dillashaw.
Hey,
we've been
jabroni.
Talking about this for a while.
Short asses.
Cody beat Dominic Cruz in amazing fashion.
He did the impossible and beat Dominic.
Taunted him to get up about 15 times like it was a fucking movie. Fucking wiped the floor with him, pissed on his head, and then calls out TJ and says, "Come on, let's make this fight happen. You've been chatting shit for
But he
long.
Deserves it. He deserves
TJ it. TJ deserves it. He's been there again, on his way back to a title shot. I mean, this is going to be epic.
You know, in my situation with TJ, he was an old teammate, you know, old training partner. First going out to Team Apple, never liked the guy. And, you know, that was because I thought it was his competitive nature. But as time went on, I got to know TJ as a person. It wasn't the case. It was just that he's a dickhead.
You know, I trained a lot with him. I helped him out a lot. He helped me out a lot.
you know, and I thought we were cool. I think it all leads down to just insecurity. Cody's not very smart. He doesn't have anything that he can say that's witty, and he feels like he needs to create drama to be important.
Better quit getting out of line.
Hmm?
Better quit getting out of line.
I'm not getting out of line, bitch.
I'll make you against her. You stay in line.
That was
because he's a snake, and that's what he is, and that's why it's like when your dog keeps pissing on, you know, the ground, you gotta correct him.
I'm not talking to you, bitch. Call me a bitch one more time.
This has nothing to do with.
We've got three title fights. This is only the second one. What do you think?
Amazing fight, man. I mean, watching all the hype, Ultimate Fighter press conferences, so much history behind this one. Like, been waiting for it to happen, and this is the time for it to happen on a really big stage now. So I think for me, Garbrandt has been so impressive. When he beat Dominic Cruz, that's the thing that stands out in my head more than anything in this division.
You made him look average.
Yeah, and TJ Dillashaw, before Dominic Cruz, you know, he looked unstoppable. It was just Dominic who kind of stopped him there. And now fighting Cody, he's an interesting challenge for him. But right now, I think Cody's in his prime of his life, so I expect him to come out on top of this one. What about you, Paul? What do you think?
Yeah, TJ's a fan of the podcast, so shout out to TJ.
What's up, TJ?
We're rooting for TJ in this one. I have to admit, all you guys, no matter what picks you pick or whatever, we root for TJ when the fight's on. We cheer for him. He's our boy.
Of course, I
yeah, Cody has a bad attitude, man. He just seems really immature to me.
No love for Cody.
I got love for his fighting. It's unbelievable. He's got something special there, but in terms of attitude, like, I don't like it.
I mean, I'm cool with him, to be honest. I don't want him. I don't like to hear if he's chatting too much shit about TJ or trying to say he isn't that talented or he'll do nothing, because I really do think this is going to be a very close fight.
Definitely.
And it could go either way, is what I actually think. But of course, it's very hard to call. Garbrandt, like, he fucking stuffs people's takedowns so easily sometimes. So TJ's game, I think, striking the power advantage, I'd give it just about to Cody with those right hands.
Yeah.
But the technical advantage could be the accuracy and
speed,
and
footwork.
I think
the
TJ's footwork.
TJ.
Yeah.
But Cody's footwork as well was amazing against Dominic Cruz. So,
and these two, remember, these
so
two,
tight.
This started on the mats, you know, Team Alpha Male.
Oh,
these
yeah.
two have fought each other so many times.
Yeah.
Cody claims he knocked him out, you know. There's a lot of heat going into this one. And obviously with all the talk about leaving the gym and shit, it's just made it worse.
Mm.
But this is kind of like TJ wants to, like, win just to shut up Alpha Male, like, once and for good.
Team Alpha Male is like my ex-girlfriend. They broke up with me and they want to create a bunch of drama to keep me unhappy, but really I'm happy in my life and I've made the right choice.
TJ, hey, he broke up our team.
No, I followed Dwayne out
you
there.
Quit the team.
I did not quit the team. I got kicked off the team.
Yeah.
Well, this is it. We talked about the mental game between Bisping and GSP, but here the mental warfare is like really personal.
Yeah.
These guys absolutely hate each other.
I mean, I think they should have made Uriah Faber the special referee just to, to take it up a notch. Like.
Name a special guest referee.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
What
the hell? I don't believe this.
Wait a minute.
What? This is not right.
He is the snake in the grass now.
But yeah, I mean, this fight is absolutely insanely high level, man. They're both so skilled and they've been really impressive. I think TJ Dillashaw got a little bit shown up by Dominic Cruz, but apart from that fight, he's looked absolutely incredible. He's been fighting so well, man. And Cody Garbrandt, that performance against Dominic Cruz was one of the highlights, wasn't it? At these lower weight divisions, that was one of the best performances I've seen at that division.
And also quite quite dominant as well. Not just a great fight or a great performance. Yeah.
Unexpected.
Yeah.
Surprise,
oh.
Wasn't it?
Like, dominated the dominator.
One of the biggest upsets of all time.
Yeah, great fight. Can't wait. Five rounds. We're gonna really see who the best bantamweight is in the world in this one.
Yeah, we are.
Can't wait. It's gonna be amazing.
So the next fight. Now this is a fight. Joanna Jędrzejczyk versus Rose Namajunas. What a fight we have here. JJ has killed everyone at strawweight.
How many wins now? 14?
She's 14-0, but I'm not sure how many in the UFC. But
yeah.
It's just, Rose has come up now, and it's like really has shown, you know, that she could be the one. She beat Karate Hottie, like, convincingly.
Mm.
And she ain't gonna take any of JJ's fucking mind games and like stare downs. Like, she's just looking back like, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah. She has got a stern face, that's for sure.
Yeah,
I love it.
I mean, Rose is one of those fighters who's evolved every fight so much. Like, she gets so much better every time.
Jiu-jitsu is insane.
And so, yeah, I would really expect her to step it up again for this fight more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
She's really got to work on her stand-up with JJ, because she's got probably one of the best stand-ups in UFC.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
And be prepared to go five rounds like JJ can do and will do most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I would definitely, you know, I'd expect it to be a long, grueling fight with both of these going to war with each other.
Yeah, I mean, I think Rose reminds me of Sarah Connor from Terminator sometimes.
Come with me if you want to live.
It's just gonna bring it. She's not gonna wilt. She's gonna be hard to put away. She won't give up. She'll keep coming back like a Terminator. So, you know, JJ is the same, and this is just gonna be amazing. Yeah. This fight is just as good as the other two fights.
Any of these could have made it.
Oh, for sure, man.
In quality wise, female, male does not matter.
Yeah.
This is top of the range here.
Yeah, supremely high level fighting, this one.
This is,
I mean, JJ is one of my favorite fighters on the whole UFC roster, man. She's got 8 straight UFC wins, 5 title defenses. She's just shows loads of heart, loads of technique. She's absolutely incredible. I love this woman. But Thug Rose is a fucking problem, man. There's no quitting her. She won't quit, Rose. She's incredibly unorthodox. Her fighting style and her techniques are really unorthodox, so she could really like put her in an uncomfortable position.
Yeah, she likes submissions as well, which could definitely come into this on the ground. And JJ,
she's got very good submissions.
Yeah, yeah, JJ is gonna have to respect her in that and keep that fight standing.
Yeah.
So similar matchup, Bisping and GSP. Rose will probably want to take this to the ground, like GSP.
Definitely.
So, this is what we're seeing once again, and it makes for a good fight.
Yeah.
She's got to make it scrappy, isn't it? There's got to be clinch work and pushing her up against the fence, that kind of shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 And her first title fight is a big fight for her. You know, she's really worked hard at this, so she knows she has to take her moment, you know, and what a moment it would be to beat the undefeated champ.
This is her big chance here, and it is a big step up for her, I feel, as well, because JJ's just elite.
So far ahead.
Yeah, so far ahead, most of the division there. But Rose has had some wars, hasn't been easy, like, you know, but she's been really impressive along the way. But as I said, you know, she had to evolve and really step up each time.
Mm-hmm.
She still doesn't look completely comfortable out there by a long shot, whereas JJ, I think, looks very confident in every fight, and you know she's going to bring it and control the fight.
Yeah.
So I'd expect JJ to be, you know, the enforcer in this fight, but I'd expect Rose to throw some surprises there, catch her back occasionally, and do something dangerous, like put her in some submissions.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, great only fight. Claudia Gadella came close to really giving her a fight, and
Carolina.
Oh, the Carolina fight.
Yeah, Carolina rocked her bad at one point.
She won a round.
It was more of a, that was her moment, more than the whole fight. Yeah, I agree with that.
Claudia like got her down and beat her up a bit.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, she's had some wars, but I always thought JJ, we always knew she was going to kind of win on top. Of it.
Yeah, she's a cut above the rest, really, isn't
she? Yeah.
There's people that I know that are super uncomfortable with like watching a Joanna Jędrzejczyk fight, because she beats the fuck out of chicks and bashes their face in and cuts them up.
Right.
And Jędrzejczyk is just a fucking demon. Multiple time world Muay Thai champion. She was, before she ever got into MMA, she was one of the best strikers on the planet.
But Rose has got that thing, you know, she could take her out, like, you know, and even with her punches, like, she's pretty good on the feet.
She is, man. It wouldn't be the biggest shock if Rose won, really. It wouldn't be the biggest shock at all.
No, it wouldn't. No, not at all. It, you know, again, these three title fights, honestly, for me, can go either way. This could be a fight card of the year.
All right, calm down. That's enough title fights. We got one hell of a fight coming next. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson That's his Jorge Masvidal. Fucking hell.
Mm. Game bred Masvidal.
One of the best nicknames, isn't it?
Mm.
If you want to fight on the feet, this is going to be it, man. This is going to be Masvidal walking straight towards the impossible puzzle that is Stephen Thompson.
There's going to be fireworks in this fight, man. Our good old Wonderboy, man. One of the flashiest fighters in UFC history, yeah. I'd say.
And also was forced into one of the most boring fights of all time with Stephen and with Tyron Woodley.
It's a shame about that. Let's try and block that one out.
But that's it. The first fight this is great, what he, this yeah. is what he's coming. This is what he's coming back, and he knows how good he is, and we all know how good he is. It doesn't matter that we live in London. This is what we're showing here. We know who the top guys are. But so
Masvidal
does America.
No joke. Masvidal's like the Tony Ferguson of the division.
This is it. This is rank number two, Stephen Thompson versus rank four, Jorge Masvidal. You know, we talk about Tony Ferguson working his way up the ladder, sort of keeping his mouth shut and just letting his fights do the talking. This is game bread. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, man, it's going to be really, really interesting. Jorge Masvidal only really knows one way, isn't it? He just puts the pressure and walks forward.
Yeah.
It's interesting because Woodley kind of set the blueprint, though. I mean, that's how you beat Wonderboy Thompson, is really being incredibly on the back foot, moving, patient, picking your shots and moving away from him. But if Masvidal gets right in Wonderboy's face, he would sort of negate his kicking game.
Yeah.
Certainly cause him a lot of problems, could potentially win the fight.
Mm. And the winner of this fight, boys, who do you think we're going to see?
This is a number one contender fight, I'd say. I'd say whoever wins this fight goes for Woodley again.
Or Damian Maia?
No.
Where's Damian Maia gone? He hasn't retired.
He's fighting Colby Covington in Brazil next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a bit of a drop down for him?
Well, it is.
Dana White wants to get him out of the top.
It's a punishment.
I guess so, but I guess it's, you know what it is? It's giving someone the chance to go, you'd either have to just wait, or while you wait, a bit like a Vadum situation. If you want to just fuck someone up, then you can, and then that will make you look even better. Go for it.
I think if Damian Maia wants another title shot, he's got to beat another five prayers, man. Dana White don't want to give him another one.
It's a bit like in the old days in Pride, where you get like a yellow card for inactivity.
Yeah.
It's like, go back to Brazil and fight Colby Covington.
So that yellow card, was that minus a point, man, or something as well?
It actually implied...
minus a few, man.
No, it minus their purse. It was like 10% of their fight purse. That's
right. Oh my God, what an amazing idea.
It encouraged you to be active. You couldn't just sit on top, like...
Yeah.
But you could also knee people in the head, so, you know, that was an option. But, I mean, it's a great fight, number one contender spot. I think if Thompson wins, I think they'd be hesitant to give him another title shot.
Yeah, I mean, who do you want to see him against Woodley again?
No.
No.
I think Woodley's probably thinking about fighting GSP or Bisping after this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of kind of guys who could just jump in and take it over.
There's also Conor.
Conor McGregor again. He could be trying to get a fight with him.
Yeah, so I think Woodley's obviously sitting in a good place at the moment. Like, you know, it was a boring fight, but he held on to the title. And I think Masvidal's got everything to gain here by beating Thompson and freshening up the division a little bit.
Yeah.
But no shame, you know, on Stephen Thompson. Like, he deserves another shot if he does win this, you know. Or we could have Thompson maybe fight Maia if Maia wins and have a true number one contender again.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens with Woodley, like, you know, but it's a great fight. Yeah. Could be fight of the night out of all these fights.
There's also Robbie Lawler still around as well, you know, he could jump in and go for another title shot as well.
It's just a great time in UFC.
It's a great time to be alive.
In literally all the divisions, we've got this case of too much choice at times.
Mm.
And people having to maybe take an extra fight and just have some fun. And why not? That's a great place to be in, you know, too much choice. So
I think Woodley definitely wants a big money fight. I think that's his priority. He's been trying to get one for a couple of years.
Yeah. There's so many options, again, like you said. But, you know, so many tough choices to make as the champ. But speaking of tough choices, that's something that Johnny Hendricks has never said at a barbecue. Coming back,
he doesn't have any tough choices,
but he's got a tough fucking fight ahead of him here. Paolo Borahina, is coming in. Did I say that right?
Borahina. Nah, not quite.
Borrachinha. 10-0 from Brazil. You know, never been to a barbecue in his life, and he is coming up. And it's just amazing. You know, we got GSP in the main event, and Johnny Hendricks, who took GSP the furthest, the deepest waters he's ever been in.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a shame how his career has gone since then, you know.
Yeah, I heard someone say in Oklahoma that he's picking up his pension. You know, this could be his last paycheck with the UFC.
He's not that old, is he?
No, you know, I just mean, and he's gonna leave it, and Dana ain't gonna be. Look who's giving him now, Borrachinha.
Yeah, he needs to win this one to get back in the hunt. But you know, he has won a couple though. To be fair, he got one controversial win recently.
It's been a struggle for him though, hasn't it?
Like, of course,
moving up and fighting bigger guys, longer guys, it just doesn't suit him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This Borrachinha, he's undefeated, 10 wins.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
He's a brutal fighter, man, with heavy, heavy hands. He's only fought twice in the UFC, but both wins were by KO.
Yeah.
He's looked really promising, and he's so much bigger than Hendricks. I think this is going to be a tough ask.
Yeah, he's got the Hendrick.
Just in case this fight does go wrong for Johnny Hendricks and he loses, we all know that then it's, you know, he's been on a downwards slump now for a few fights. But I do just want to mention and just give it a shout. For me, he has been champion before. He did defeat GSP. And I will have the world know that.
Let it go, man.
You can't let these things go. The real fans know what the shit is. And he beat GSP that night. GSP's nose, Johnny Hendricks, he hit like a truck.
I just came out of a freaking war, you know, the guy that hit like a truck, you know.
So that's what he said. Well, that's his fact.
Well, if he did, then he lost that belt a long time ago to Wonderboy Thompson.
But I'm just saying he's an ex-champ, and I'm giving him his props. That's it. I'm giving him his props. For me, he's an ex-champ.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yes, and I hear what you're saying, Paul. Show him a little bit of respect.
And he's had hard fights. He's such a fat bastard.
Yeah. But he's fighting at the wrong weight class, and he's not going to beat the best of the best at middleweight. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, and we get a little extra entertainment in he's a fighter who struggles to make weight, so we just get to see, is he gonna make weight, is he not, you know. Leo, any thoughts on Johnny Big Roo?
Johnny, for me, he's a bit of a spent force now, if I'm honest. I don't really see him making a comeback anymore. I feel like he's just in there to get paid. I'll be honest. I mean, he's a good symbol in this of what GSP left behind and how that, you know, the caliber of fighters has gone up, and that he's starting this main card. You know, he's kind of slipped in there at the beginning. I'm not saying that it's a bad fight, but I think Johnny's slipped down, you know, and the levels have changed.
Of course. He stopped using his wrestling, which is what brought him to the dance. Like,
yeah, you know. He started to rely just on his punch power because he was effective for a while. But he needs to evolve as a fighter, and he didn't. He really fell behind in that.
Totally agree with that, yeah.
Notorious! We got James Vick versus Joe Duffy, of course, Joe Irish Duffy.
Yeah, Mickey Gould's back again.
Yeah.
Versus Brown. And OSP
right at the bottom.
On the Fight Pass early prelims, they've given us a little doozy to help us stay.
But they haven't even put him in last. They've put him in the middle of the three fights.
Yeah, man. That's what you want.
Yeah, and gets Corey Anderson. It's decent competition as well.
Olenek, we know, is a great fight as well.
Oh,
so
that's it, the Russian boa constrictor.
Exactly. I mean, what happened here is they've actually gone, this is a fucking stacked card, and there's going to be fucking great fights everywhere. Yeah. And I'm not surprised to see James Vick and Joe Duffy headline in the prelims either. I love Joe Duffy. He's extremely underrated, and he's one fight away again from now getting a great opponent, and so is Mickey Gore if he wins against Randy Brown.
Shout out.
Yeah, they're both massively on the rise, on the up, definitely.
Shout out to the Roo Boy, Randy Brown.
Roo Boy.
Roo Boy. And let's not sleep on Jon Kutelaba, the Moldovan Hulk. This guy's an absolute beast assassin.
Yeah, he's a giant, man. He is big guy.
I hope they're testing his piss twice.
Yeah.
And big fight for Duffy, like losing to Poirier, he's on the comeback. James Vick just going from strength to strength on the undercard, calling people out.
Look at Duffy's record. He has defeated McGregor once. He's only lost twice ever, 16 victories, and he's got McGregor in there.
Yeah. It was the Big Poirier fight, though. That was his moment, and he...
Big Poirier fight. McGregor on his record. He's one fight. James Vick, great opponent. One fight away, he'll get someone really good after this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sick fight. I mean, Duffy's got 13 first-round finishes. Vick is 11 and 1. I mean, these two are going to go at it. It's going to be a sick fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Stack card, top to bottom. This is like Christmas come early, boys.
Yeah, so it was like Christmas when there's UFC in New York.
That shit's about to go down, boys.
Notorious prediction time. We do have a new champ.
Really?
Eric is the new champ by 1 point, and Alan drops his belt and moves into second place. Leo in third place, Paul still in fourth.
Last.
Thank you very much. I predicted it last event. I said that after the last event, I would become the undisputed champ, and as I predicted, these things that happened. So thank you very much, boys.
That's it. It was very close.
Thank God we came up with that point for fight of the night rule, eh?
Good rule. Yeah. Progress.
Well, on this one, considering it really can go either way, I predict one thing that we are going to have. Quite a few, actually. So, Bisping versus GSP. Eric, the champ, goes first. Who have you got?
It's going to be an unpopular choice. And I said it when this fight was first talked about a year ago. Despite a lot of obstacles in his path, I just think GSP will find a way to get a decision.
Okay.
It's not what I want to happen. I'm definitely rooting for Bisping. Don't worry about that. I'll be rooting for Bisping with you boys. But I think GSP will get the decision.
What, unanimous?
I have to say that, don't I? Yeah, unanimous decision.
Yeah, well, you're off the podcast, mate, anyway.
The trap that a lot of people fall into, they look at me on TV, they say, this guy's beatable. But what you can't see is what I've got in here and what I've got in here. So, November 4th, you're going to find out, pal.
My prediction is Michael the Count Bisping by TKO in the third round, boys.
Nice.
And I reckon he could do it soon. I think so as well. Respect.
Yeah.
Leo.
I definitely see that as one possibility. But I feel like it's going to stretch out a bit further, this one.
Definitely.
So I'm going to go Michael Bisping decision, split decision.
Close one.
Yeah. Paul?
I will go with Bisping KO round 3.
Yeah. I'll knock him out and I'll knock all you lot out. One by one, you fucking... Yes, GSP! GSP! GSP!
In the co-main event, Bantamweight Championship on the line, the champ Cody Garbrandt versus TJ Dillashaw. Eric, who have you got?
So I think they're both incredibly highly skilled, as we said, but I think Garbrandt's got the power in his hands, and the way he destroyed Dominic Cruz, Dillashaw fights a kind of speedy movement. I think Garbrandt's going to KO him in the fourth.
I mean, it's a close fight he's predicting there. And I think we all agree on that. But how long do you think this is going to go, Alan, second place?
I think TJ will handle Cody's power. I think he's got just as good footwork. And I think he'll be up for it. I'm going TJ split decision victory.
Wow.
Okay. For me, I think Cody's been more impressive. So I say he's got the ability to shut down TJ, even though he's got that fast footwork. I think he can stop him off by round 3 KO.
For me, fan of the podcast, our friend TJ Dillashaw, I'm picking him. Not just because I side with him, but also I think it will go his way when the fight goes 5 rounds and goes to the distance. and TJ has done more than enough with his feet and his jabs and his movement. He's getting the decision, and it's gonna be a unanimous decision.
Whoa. Wow. You copying all my picks today.
The strawweight championship up next. Joanna Jędrzejczyk undefeated versus Rose Namajunas. Eric, what about this?
As I said, if Rose does win, I would be so shocked, but I'm not going to go against JJ. I got too much love for her. However, I think it's going to be a split decision.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hard fought fight, yeah.
That's understandable. Alan?
I'm going with JJ. I think her striking is still just going to be too much, and I don't think she puts her away. I think unanimous JJ decision.
Oh. Yeah. I got to agree with you guys. I can't see it going any other way but a JJ decision. I'm going to say unanimous JJ.
Well, I can't wait to see you guys' faces. Not just now, but I am going with Rose, and it ain't just because she shaves her head and she looks mean and could be in the next Terminator movie. It's because she is going to take down JJ, and she's going to get her back, and all you JJ guys are going to be worried, and she's going to find that submission. So I'm going submission, third round.
Wow. Making a comeback.
Crazy.
Next fight.
But hey, I'm in fourth place. What do I know? Eric, what do you think is going to happen between Stephen Thompson versus Jorge Masvidal?
Okay, so I think Gamebro is going to make it an uncomfortable fight for him, but I just think Stephen Wonderboy Thompson is just technically a better fighter and highly skilled, and he'll find a way to get Masvidal off him and kick him in the head. So I think he'll KO him in the third. He won't get it all his way.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful kick from Eric Allen.
Whoa, this is going to be a big week for points, because I'm going against Eric again.
Ooh. I thought you would.
I'm going with Masvidal. I think he's just got too much like tenacity about him, and he's in your face, and I think he's going to rough up the Wonder Boy and give him a little chin check in the third round.
Yeah.
I'm going knockout third round. Jorge Masvidal, big upset, but I think it's going
to
happen.
Well, I think that's risky for me, because Masvidal likes to come forwards, and I think that's the perfect strategy for Thompson to counter him and use his skills. So I'm going to go with Thompson knockout second round.
Wow. Cool.
Big point swing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I am always in awe of Stephen Thompson on a good day, and for that reason I think he has the kicks advantage. I'm going with the Wonder Boy. He gets the KO in round three. And the last fight that we are going to pick, but the first fight on the main card, Johnny Hendricks, the ex-champ, versus Paulo Bohachinha. And Eric, what do you think of this one?
I think Bohachinha is a really promising up and coming fighter, loads of power. I think Johnny Hendricks ain't going to hang with him for too long. So he's going to knock him out. But I'm going to say round two, Bohachinha KO, because I think he shows him a bit of respect just because of the name.
Sounds like a wise prediction there, Alan.
It's a tough one. I mean, it's easy to go with the Brazilian on a run. The height advantage and the reach advantage. And I can't take a risk on Johnny Hendricks anymore, I'm sorry. So I'm going with Paulo, and I'm going for the finish as well. Second round.
Second round knockout?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I feel like, as I said, Hendricks is a spent force for me. So I got to see Paulo win in this. I don't think it's going to be easy though. Really tough fight for him. But I think he can knock him out in the third round.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone for Paulo then.
Yeah.
Everyone for Paulo. My name is Paul. I always have that rule, and I wasn't trying to make that rhyme. But Paulo, I mean, I have to go with him. I always support Paul's or Paulo's or Paulo, you know. which is Brazilian or Italian, it doesn't matter. So
that's your logic for this fight then, yeah?
So just a rule of mine, I'll be honest. And Bohachini, I'll go with him. He's going to knock him out in the third round.
Okay. Fight of the night now, boys.
Fight of the night.
Fight of the night.
Still points up for grabs.
Eric, fight of the night?
My fight of the night is going to be this highly skilled women's bantamweight title fight. JJ Rose Namajunas.
Okay.
Alan?
It's a tough pick on this one. All of these fights could be, and a lot on the undercard. I mean, I was thinking about Rude Boy Randy Brown and Mickey Gould. I think that'd be a really good fight. But I'm going to go for Bisping GSP. I feel like there could be a lot of finishes on this card, and they'll go the distance or they'll go pretty far.
Yeah.
I feel like Bisping GSP will get it.
Oh yeah, I mean, both of you guys took the fights I probably would have picked first, but I'm going to be different. But I also think, you know, with Garb Brandt and Dillashaw, there's so much history there, and it's going to be a really emotional fight, and neither of them is going to want to lose this fight. They will die before they lose this, and so I think this could be fight of the night.
Cool.
Alright, such a tough choice for me. Bisping GSP is going to be fight of the night.
Yeah,
I think Cody and TJ was close behind it just in second there, but just about when, with just because of GSP being GSP, and if it does go sort of 4 or 5 rounds, then I think it's quite hard not to give it to them.
Yeah,
so don't see it being boring.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that wraps up another Notorious podcast, another Notorious event. And we will see you next time.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Going to be a sick night.
MSU, baby.
Oh yeah, man, going to be fireworks in this car, no doubt. And man, so many differences in our predictions that the point swing could be rather huge.
Yeah man, title's coming home.
It's going to be interesting.
Going to be some new rules when I'm in that belt bag.
So we could see a new champ next week, or we could see and still Eric.
For more podcasts, subscribe to us on YouTube or on iTunes using the podcast app Notorious MMA Podcast, and like us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.